Now we're going.
So he'd stepped out into the midday sun, yes. Right? Is that what happened?
Yeah, we got cut off. I knocked the microphone over.
Boobles continues to succeed.
Okay.
We're on to chapter three.
I'll pass it over
to Jack. You might want to unplug it. Yeah.
All right. We'll find out.
All right.
It's been an awkward time to tell you I don't know how to read.
We said we learned.
So you got the arrow keys are basically your friend, but so they'll skip down the page. Oh, you're going across, all the way down.
Oh, sweet. Okay, chapter three. Felicia appraised herself in the mirror of her vanity. It was one of those old-fashioned pieces of furniture, popular in the 80s, backlit by warm light that made her skin glow luminously.
Oh, yeah.
She added highlighter to her cheekbones and a light dusting of blush beneath. She didn't want to go overboard on her makeup.
This is so boring.
But this was the first Friday night she'd been out in ages. And if she was going to do it, she might as well do it right. Am I right, ladies? Yeah. When she was satisfied, she walked to her wardrobe and retrieved the crimson-red body-hugging dress she'd bought specifically for the occasion.
I don't know about you, but as a single man, I can really relate to this girl.
As a woman, I absolutely can. We're all the same with our vaginas.
Zipping it up, she admired how it clung like a second skin, hugging and defining her ample curves. She hesitated. Maybe it was too much. She was a big girl. Always had been. And although she was never overly self-conscious about her size, she rarely flaunted her figure either. She'd been reassured by the sales clerk, I was thinking, wait, and her colleague, who'd been dragged along for moral support, that the dress was just right. But Felicia suddenly felt mildly uncomfortable with bringing so much attention to her body. She slipped on her one and only pair of Louboutins.
Yeah, it's a kind of shoe.
good knowledge. Good.
I thought it was going to be mittens.
Woman knowledge.
That was good vagina knowledge there. Good womb knowledge.
A present from an ex-boyfriend and felt calmer as she surveyed herself in the full-length mirror.
He was a very rich boyfriend.
What do you know? It did work. It had been such a long time since she'd been on a date that she spent the entire day in a state of mild anxiety. Her gnawing anxiety made worse by the fact her date for the evening was a complete stranger. Her ever-well-meaning friend, Clarissa, had set her up on a blind date.
Clarissa.
Did that make her a loser or just too busy bothering finding men of her own? She wasn't sure. There was a lot of things that Felicia wasn't sure about when it came to dating. And men in general. Her last fling with Mr. Toxic had turned into a 2-year relationship. His name's a clue that's not going to work out. Had turned into a 2-year relationship that had left Felicia battered and torn by its bitter, predictable end. The last straw had been when she'd come home to find him pumping away at his... secretary's bony bear ass, doggy style, on their sofa. She tossed him to the curb within the hour. Although she had done the sensible thing in the end, she put up with abusive treatment for so long that the entire situation left her confidence in tatters. She'd been dipping her toe in the dating pool for about a month now, but had only been out on one actual date. It had been depressing enough to make her never want to go back out there. But Clarissa had insisted. She had met the last man through a dating website called eSoul, which had become highly recommended by a few acquaintances and probably paid the writer to put it in. At that start of the date, she'd been relieved to see he was as handsome as picture had suggested, tall and well-built. He was incredibly vivacious, and his personality quickly seemed to fill up the intimate bistro restaurant they were eating in. Throughout the meal, he continued to order bottles of wine. But after...
Wait, did you just say intimate?
Intimate bistro.
Intimate bistro.
He doesn't have an intimate bistro. I've been in many.
You want to intimate bistro, Charlie?
Hang on.
haven't been in
things are about to take a turn.
Oh shit, okay.
Throughout the meal, he continued to order bottles of wine.
Alcoholic, classic.
But after she had just one glass, he completely neglected to offer to refill it. So Felicia just let him get on with it. He drank three entire bottles in one sitting.
Because you can't escort your own drink. Oh, how horrible would that be?
The drunker he got, the ruder he got, interrupting her and behaving atrociously to the wait staff. He finished his performance by making a lewd comment about her breasts and asking if she'd like to go get dirty with him in the men's room. She was so mortified that she left. She called the restaurant the next day to ensure that he'd paid. On finding out that he hadn't, she footed the entire bill.
Yeah, or she could have, like, given them his number.
She didn't think of that.
Clarissa had promised that her proffered single man, single man would be completely different. And she'd taken Felicia on a tour of his Facebook profile. Felicia reluctantly agreed that he did look like a nice man, though she hadn't wanted to tell Clarissa that he didn't seem the type to set her world on fire.
The last man seemed like a nice man and then was an arsehole, so she's not very good at looking at people's social media.
You can never tell.
Perhaps that was a good thing, she thought. There came a time when a woman had to stop falling head over heels in love with the exciting, reckless, and completely commitment-phobic bad boys.
It's so true.
Oh, here comes the
and woman. Find a good, solid man who actually wanted to do her right, and for longer than one night.
Oh! It's important to have these discoveries.